This is Brother Michael Diamond, VaticanCatholic.com. Benedict XVI commemorates Brother Roger, the founder of the ecumenical quote monastery of Taizé, France. On July 9, 2010, Benedict XVI sent a message to a brother of the Taizé ecumenical community. This letter was a commemoration of the 5-year anniversary of the death of Brother Roger Schütz. The letter was signed by Cardinal Bertone on behalf of Benedict XVI. Quote, "Dear brother, in these days we remember the return to the Father of dear brother Roger, the founder of the Taizé community, who was murdered 5 years ago on August 16, 2005. During the evening prayer in the Church of Reconciliation, His Holiness Pope Benedict XVI wants you to know of his spiritual closeness and union in prayer with the community and all those involved in commemorating Brother Roger, a tireless witness to the gospel of peace and reconciliation. Brother Roger was a pioneer in the difficult paths towards unity among the disciples of Christ. 70 years ago, he began a community that continues to see thousands of young adults searching for meaning in their lives, come to it from around the world, welcoming them in prayer and allowing them to experience a personal relationship with God. Although he has entered eternal joy, he still speaks to us. May his witness to an ecumenism of holiness inspire us in our march towards unity, and may your community continue to live and to radiate his charism, especially towards the younger generations. With all his heart, the Holy Father asks God to fill you with his blessings, as well as the brothers of the Taizé community, and all who are involved with you on the roads to unity among the disciples of Christ, especially the young." End quote. The monastery of Taizé, France is an ecumenical non-denominational quote monastery that Brother Roger Schütz founded. Brother Roger died as a non-Catholic and spent his life in a non-Catholic community that rejected Catholic teaching. But of course, Benedict XVI commemorates this arch-heretic on the 5-year anniversary of his death. Benedict XVI wants to let the ecumenical non-Catholic monastery know of his spiritual closeness and that he is united with them in prayer. He also wants to inform everyone who is commemorating this deceased public heretic that he is in union with them. Benedict XVI then states that Brother Roger has, quote, "entered eternal joy." This heresy that Brother Roger has entered eternal joy was something that Benedict XVI declared years ago, immediately after Brother Roger's death. It is blatant heresy to declare that a deceased non-Catholic, and especially a leader of an ecumenical monastery, has entered eternal joy. By this act, Benedict XVI indicates in the most public way possible that he considers holding the Catholic faith to be completely and totally meaningless. Benedict XVI then states that Brother Roger, quote, "still speaks to us, as if he's some saint or some great spiritual teacher of the true church." Benedict XVI goes on to say, quote, "may his witness to an ecumenism of holiness inspire us," end quote. What does that mean? It's just more heretical nonsense. Benedict XVI then asked the ecumenical monastery to continue to live and radiate Brother Roger's charism, quote, "especially to the younger generations," end quote. One of the definitions for the word charism is, quote, "a divinely conferred gift or power," end quote. According to Benedict XVI, Brother Roger had, quote, "a divinely conferred gift or power." By praising Brother Roger's supposed holiness and spiritual gifts and calling them, quote, "inspirational" to the younger generations, Benedict XVI is encouraging people to follow Brother Roger's example. That is to say, he encourages them to reject the papacy, enter a non-Catholic monastery, and be a non-Catholic just like Brother Roger. Benedict XVI ends his message by asking God to fill the ecumenical non-Catholic community with blessings, and he states that they are, quote, "the disciples of Christ," end quote. This is heresy and apostasy. If you consider Benedict XVI to be a Catholic, and those who wrongly believe him to be the Pope must do so, then you would have to be a complete and total idiot to bother being a Catholic. That's because your, quote, Pope holds that to reject Catholic teaching and even found a non-Catholic monastery sends you straight to heaven. To see the transcript of Benedict XVI's message, see our Heresy of the Week section on our website, VaticanCatholic.com.